Blog Talk Radio.
Love is in the air, but your sweetheart may be grounded. Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome aboard the Abby Beth Arkowi Show, where we'll weave together a mosaic of love stories from the romantic to the heartbreaking, seductive, humorous, illicit, all wrapped in song with your requests and dedications thrown in. I know, it's tough because your loved one might not get to you or you might not get to her or him in time, and your flowers may be stuck on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Did you hear about that? I guess a trio of accidents that caused this major tie-up in the midst of all our weather woes here in the Northeast. And more stuff may be coming. Happy Valentine's Day tomorrow. It's not nice to break up with someone on Valentine's Day, I'll tell you that much. But it's over, winter. I don't love you anymore. Listen, if you're here, I hope you're warm, safe, and happy, and preferably ensconced in the arms of someone you love. But if you're going solo, we'll rev up your romantic juices as well. If you're listening live, Friday, February 14th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, join us via Twitter today at AB Writes, our unscientific, unofficial listener survey. Your favorite romantic movie, and what kind of treats do you like to exchange with your beloved? Reach out, AB Writes, and we will talk about that. First, though, we're getting started with what I think is one of the wittiest songs of seduction from the pen and piano of Cole Porter and the great voice of Ella Fitzgerald. Let's do it. Let's fall in love on Valentine's Day.
Educated fleas, do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets, do it, Lithuanians, and let's do it, let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns, folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Romantic oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold cake, cod clams, against their wish, do it, even lazy jellyfish. Let's fall in love.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair not to cool down. So goodbye, dear and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting that town, we'd have been aware that our love goodbye, baby and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
That was one of those things. Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra on our special Funny Valentine's edition of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show for Dini. Yeah, the love affair was just too hot. It had to cool down, especially in the winter. But to get started, you had to have the fever. Here's Peggy Lee.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss it, fever with that flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yay, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right. Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever if you live you learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn.
Rising,
Elvis for Izzy on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, our special funny Valentine's Day edition. Peggy Lee's got the fever. Sinatra, just one of those things. And L-O-V-E spells love in Nat King Cole's fabulous song. Ella Fitzgerald, of course, getting us started with Let's Do It. Let's fall in love. And welcome aboard. Reach out via Twitter at AB Writes. We're looking for your favorite romantic movies. So far, a few folks checking in. Donna, one of the classics, Casablanca. Vicky, a more contemporary classic, Sleepless in Seattle. Where do you stand? Let us know. By the way, the show being brought to you today in part by Time Warner Cable Movies on Demand. Watch what you want when you want to watch it. And by Filippo Berio Olive Oil, the first and last name in olive oil. Not unusual, huh, to be loved by someone? Here's the great Tom Jones.
Not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you wanna do. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Tonight you're mine. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Woohoo!
Thinking this is the last you'll find, but they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me, if we ever. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm.
Bye.
stuck in a snowdrift. Hello, stranger Barbara Lewis for Dan on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show, our funny Valentine's Day edition. Ooh, a real steamy one from Mel Carter. Hold me, thrill me, kiss me. Sherelle's, their classic question, will you still love me tomorrow, from Darcy to Kevin. Hope that goes well. And It's Not Unusual from Tom Jones. Yeah, it wasn't unusual back in the 60s, 70s, probably even until recently, maybe even still now, for gals to throw their undies on the stage when Tom Jones was doing his thing. Pretty sexy guy. Still sounds and looks pretty darn good. I think he's in his 70s now. Wow. Go for it, Tom. You got it? You got it. And I certainly hope you've got all the goodies you need to bestow upon your loved one. Shopping early really helps sometimes, because folks looking for those last-minute candies and flowers, you may be hard-pressed to find them or to get there, to get to the store. A lot of stores are crying foul, including florists who say it's really hard to – Valentine's Day, one florist described it as a Super Bowl for their business. And, yeah, they're having problems getting their flowers out. Stuff. In Georgia, because of the ice storm, one sheriff in a county out there has declared Valentine's Day delayed until February 18th. He says this will allow the guys to have time to get out, run out and get these scratch-off lottery tickets and Hershey bars another couple of days. No rebuttal from the female population in that town. Hey, by the way, who do you think spends more money on Valentine's gifts? Is it women or is it men? I saw two conflicting surveys. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But sometimes you just don't want to talk about love. It's too complicated. Singing about it, another matter. Here's Nancy Griffith.
I don't wanna talk about love. was a ruby that she wore on a chain around her neck, in the shape of a heart, in the shape of a heart. Was a time I won't forget, for the sorrow and regret, and the shape of a heart, and the shape of a heart. I guess I never knew what she was talking about. I guess I never knew what she was living without. People speak of love, don't know what they're thinking of. Wait around for the one who fits just like a glove. Speak in terms of belief and belonging. Try to fit some name to belonging. People speak of love. From some ancient fight, about the size of a fist, something thrown that had missed. There were other holes as well, in the house where our night fell. Far too many to repair, in the time that we were there. Push and shove. Speak in terms of the life and the learning. Try to think of a word for the burning. Keep it up. Try so hard. Keep the life from coming apart. Was a ruby that she wore on a stand beside the bed in the hour before dawn, when I knew she was gone. And I held it in my hand for a little while, dropped it into the wall, I let it go and heard it fall. I guess I never knew what she was talking about. I guess I never knew.
beautiful song from Jackson Browne, In the Shape of a Heart, on our Funny Valentine's Day edition. Look for it, Jackson Browne fans. April 1st, the release of Looking Into You, a double album set, a tribute album with great interpretations from some heavyweights, like Don Henley, Springsteen, Lyle Lovett, Bonnie Raitt, Keb Moe, Lone Star, and more, all announced on this great Jackson Browne tribute album. Don't see mention of Dawes, the contemporary L.A. band that kind of has a similar Jackson Browne feel to their music, but you never know what may be in that mix. Check it out on April 1st. Well, you don't see too many double albums anymore. You don't see too many albums, period. But it is a collection probably worthy of listening to. If you're cold today, you might have the wicked winter itch, or it might be a seven-year ache. Here's Roseanne Cash.
Urban romance, they got in his car and drove far, far away. They drove to the family inn. Didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. And he went to the desk and made his request that she waited outside. He came back with a key. She said, give it to me and I'll unlock the door. She said, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?
Valentine's Day's coming. Oh, crap. I forgot to get a girlfriend again.
I could tell that it was over when her lips met mine. With an emptiness in her voice, hesitation when she smiled. She didn't have to say a word, it was just so plain to see. She'd found what she'd been looking for, and I knew it wasn't me. I saw goodbye in her eyes. Don't think I can change it. There's nowhere to disguise. We will never make. Shop is mega. The life she wanted, it was gone. Prince charming I was. But I would trade a thousand Babylons to be in her arms tomorrow. The tide of love is coming on, and it's time for me to go. I saw goodbye in her eyes. I don't think I can change. There's no way to the sky. Just a waste of time. One thing that I know for sure, I saw goodbye in her eyes. I saw goodbye in her eyes. We'll be right back.
saw goodbye in your eyes. I saw goodbye in your eyes. Oh, that is so.
Goodbye in Her Eyes, a great song from the Zac Brown Band on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show, our funny Valentine's Day edition. Amazing Rhythm Aces and their third-rate romance. And, of course, Roseanne Cash, Seven-Year Ache, could get you into one of those third-rate romances. Hope you're doing okay. I hope you're with someone you love. I hope you're where you need to be because the weather is a burden for lots of folks. Indeed, take it easy. Stay safe, warm, and happy wherever you are. But what kind of things do you like in your Valentine's treats? That may say what side of the political fence you stand on. According to a recent survey, not sure how they do this, but apparently Democrats prefer things like almonds, raisins, and rice in their candies, while Republicans like peanuts and dark chocolate. Hey, I like all of the above. So I don't know where that, except maybe the rice. I'm not sure where that fits in. But universally, everybody loves Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and M&M's. Which may explain why so many presidents, I think all the presidents have official White House M&Ms, Oval Office M&Ms, or official White House insignia M&Ms. If you can slap a handful of those, they melt in your mouth, right? Dysfunction still goes on in Washington. The cards are going out from the GOP to some famous Dems. Apparently the RNC sent out a little love note to Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius. It said, "We would never delay our love." And for President Obama, you can almost write this one yourself, right? If you like this Valentine, you can keep it. But they need some new comedy writers. Their jokes are getting stale.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after these brief words from our sponsors.
Valentine's Day should be a time of exciting emotional outreach. But for today's therapy generation, it can be frightening, too. Well, relax, because now there's new dysfunctional Valentines. No matter what your behavioral maladjustment or interpersonal trauma, there's a dysfunctional Valentine just for you.
I wish I could tell you how much I'd like to try to feel what you mean to me. But there's just no way.
If I could commit to a relationship, I'd probably give serious thought to doing it with someone like you. But I'm not promising.
Dysfunctional Valentine, say the words you just can't get out, except maybe in group.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I like you a lot, and I want you to hurt me.
When you came into my life, my inner child was so afraid to trust you that he threw a tantrum and broke my VCR. Three seats enclosed. I think you at least owe me half.
Dysfunctional Valentines, new from Kemco Pharmaceuticals. Look for them where you pick up your prescription.
Meanwhile, back at the chateau.
Meanwhile, back at the chateau, we're getting the plowing started, digging our way out so we can get our Valentine's gift to you.
No, we're out, so you better get the plowing.
But if you can't get to the one you love, just remember, winter, spring will be here soon enough. Here's a great song from Fountains of Wayne, if you can't be with the one you love this holiday because of the weather.
Mm-hmm. what Daddy told you when you were a girl, the kind of things that come to those who wait. So give it a rest, girl, take a deep breath, girl, meet me at the Bay State tonight. The snow is coming down on our New England town, and it's been falling all day long. What else is new? What could I do? I wrote a valley winter song to play for you. Days and afternoons spent pottering around in a dark house with the windows painted shut. Remember New York staring outside as reckless winter made its way from Staten Island to the Upper West Side, widening out our streets along the way.
Reminiscent of my old stomping grounds in the Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts, Valley Winter Song from Fountains of Wayne. So if you had an indiscretion, would you confess it to your partner, or is it better to keep a secret or two? Here's Carly Simon for Dini, Hey, No Questions Asked, on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show.
We have no secrets. We tell each other everything about the lovers in our past and why they didn't last. We share a cast of characters from A to Z. We know each other's fantasies. And though we know each other better when we explore, I never secrets. We tell each other most everything now.
Hideaway.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace, it's called Fernando's Hideaway. Olé. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets, and no one cares how late it gets. Not at Fernando's Hideaway. Olé. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, you will meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Fernando's Hideaway. Olé.
Just to know.
Juice Newton on the Amy Booth Berkeley Show, our funny Valentine's Day edition. Also, Smoke from a Distant Fire, Sanford Townsend Band. Trudy dug through the archives for that one for Elaine. And we also heard from me and Mrs. Jones, Billy Paul. What a great voice he has. Very seductive. Checking in to Archie Breyer's Hernando's Hideaway. So speaking of all this clandestine business, what do you think about this? Do you think it's a good idea to step out on your partner if you're in a committed relationship? And do you tell them if you do? Now, a lot of people, you know, there are people cheat on both sides. It's not just men. Women do it, too, because you have to have someone to cheat with, too, right? Very often. There is that infamous website, Ashley Madison, I think it's called, which is really set up. It's like a dating service for people, or a hookup service for people who want to step out on their spouse or other committed partner. And the guy who founded it, I've seen him on TV occasionally. He says there's a real marketplace for it, obviously. He's got a business going. And he says people aren't meant to be monogamous, and we live too long. So maybe it works. I don't know. But I think you have to know what you're getting into. I know there are some people who have so-called open marriages that may work for a small group of people. I don't know that it works for most people. But you do have to be honest either way, I think. So I don't know. On the other hand, maybe if they don't know something, maybe it won't hurt them. But what's your take on that? Let me know. Via the Twitter feed, Aurora's busy over there with the romantic movies. We'll talk about a few more of those at AB Writes in just a moment. But if you have it all sorted out, because today's a big day for popping the question, I guess, and you want to tie the knot, I think we have Gary Lewis has a diamond ring for you. It's slightly used, a little tainted juju perhaps, but he'll give you a good deal.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring? She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't mean what it did before, so
as long as you get married. I need that wedding. I need some beauty and some music and some place cards before I die.
His sage advice on the Amy Bitt Arkoui Show, our funny Valentine's Day edition, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life. Also, Trudy rooting around the archives for Howie and Honeycomb Stick Up, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, This Diamond Ring. On the Amy Bitt Arkoui Show, it is our funny Valentine's Day edition. Via Twitter at AB Writes, we're looking for your favorite romantic movies. Aurora's busy. She tells me, Cynthia likes All the Doris Days. Yeah, she said, especially Teacher's Pet, Lover Come Back, and Don't Send Me Flowers. So, yeah, some great stuff. She did a lot of great work with particularly Rock Hudson and others, and there's always talk about giving her an honorary Oscar, and what are they waiting for? Let's do it. She deserves it. Some very fun romantic comedies in the 50s and 60s and particularly captured that era and that sensibility. Oh, such great stuff. A couple of programming notes. We're off on Monday. We may be off next Friday, too. Not sure. Back the following week with some pre-Oscar stuff and great shows lined up in March, including Willie Deagle, the Food Network star of that fabulous, fun show, Restaurant Stakeout. We'll talk about his road to riches and success and how he's helping transform other people's lives. It's a fun show, inspirational. He's quite a character. We will talk with him. Trudy worked hard on that booking. Also, Jack Engelhard joins us in March. He is the author of the international bestseller Indecent Proposal. You may remember it was a movie 20 or so years ago starring Robert Redford and Demi Moore. I hear tell they may even do a remake of that movie. I don't know where I stand on remakes, but it was a good film as it is. He's got a new novel out called Compulsive. I just started it. It is a really good, gritty read in the traditions of James M. Cain meets Elmer Leonard. So fascinating figure and interesting writer. We will talk with him, and we may talk with you. If you have a story to tell or have any topics you'd like us to bandy about, reach out via the website amybetharkoui.com. And that's the place for creativity coaching questions as well, the Inspiration to Action Challenge. Success stories keep pouring in. Folks asking questions about it, I will help you either way I can. And a couple of shout-outs today to Frankie. Where's Frankie from, Aurora, do we know? Frankie who wrote via Twitter that he or she, Frankie could go either way, is embarking on some artistic expression, interesting performance art, and mixed media. So there you go. It all started with the Inspiration to Action Challenge. So gratified to hear it. Reach out via Twitter, of course, at AB Writes right now, looking for your favorite romantic movies. What else are you doing this holiday? Are you going to be with the one you love? Some people like dysfunctional love. Sometimes it works. If you're going to be somebody's heartbreak, it might as well be mine. Here's young Hunter Hayes, sounding older than his years.
I'd love to know just what you're thinking. Every little river running through your mind. You give and you take, you come and you go. You leave me here wondering if I'll ever know how much you care or how much you don't. Whatever you need, whatever you want. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, if you're gonna be somebody's mistake, if you're gonna be somebody's first time, somebody's lifetime, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friends, a little life, a little love, and never call it again, that's just fine. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, be mine. Oh, be mine. Well, I guess that all I'm trying to tell you is a minute with you is better than two without. I won't be a fool, but I can't play it cool, so I'm playing it safe, and I'm breaking the rules. I'm wishing I had what I know that you got, so if you're coming my way, then please don't stop. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, if you're gonna be somebody's mistake, if you're gonna be somebody's first time, somebody's lifetime, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friend, if you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, be mine. Oh, 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 oh. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, or somebody's mistake, somebody's first time, or their last time, baby, be mine. If you're looking to be somebody's just friends, a little life, a little love, and never calling again, that's just fine. If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak, be mine.
If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak,
be mine.
If you're gonna be somebody's heartbreak,
oh, I'll take my chances. If you're gonna be someone's heartbreak,
talk about this, and you will be kind.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy was visiting, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only voice who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was, he was. No matter how hard I tried, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright.
preacher man.
Yes, he was. He was. Lord, Lord, he was.
Yes, he was.
So wonderful to be in love, isn't it, darling?
Yeah, just don't procreate. You never know what you're gonna get.
Thank you.
She'll never fall in love again until tomorrow. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, that one for Bryn. We're celebrating our funny Valentine's Day edition. Decemberists putting their modern take on the Sam Cooke classic Cupid. Don't expect Cupid to be, you know, his arrow may be frozen, so he may not take aim today. So take heart, maybe tomorrow or the next day. Yeah, the day after that. Dusty Springfield, too, son of a preacher man. Oh, nobody doesn't like the son of the preacher man, for sure. And Hunter Hayes, Somebody's Heartbreak. Forgot to mention that one is for Renee. Thanks for checking in, Renee. Appreciate that. I do like that song, too. Aurora Busy at the Twitter feed. We're looking for your favorite romantic movies, and a lot of folks chiming in now, which is good because we're ready to wrap things up soon. Shelley says, how about Betty Davis films like Now Voyager or Stolen Life? Yeah, Now Voyager, I think, was just on late last night, early this morning. I saw a snatch of it somewhere in the midst of my insomnia. Great movie. I love it. Really do. Another one for Casablanca from Donna, and or Maury, rather. And Tanya is, what is Tanya like? Love Affair. Oh, yeah, Love Affair. That one, of course, figured heavily into Sleepless in Seattle, which someone mentioned earlier. Have you ever seen this movie, Brief Encounter? I really love it. It's a 1945-ish, I think, 46. In England, starring Celia Johnson and Trevor Howard. Very understated but smoldering movie about two strangers who meet at a train station, and they have this little brief encounter, that's hence the name. Great movie. I think it's kind of like an inspiration, perhaps, for that Robert James Waller novel, Bridges of Madison County, which, no offense, I know it was a bestseller, I thought it was a paper-thin book, but translated oh so well on the big screen with Clint Eastwood directing it and co-starring along with Meryl Streep. That is a powerful film. They're now translating it into Broadway. In fact, Brief Encounter last year, or the year before, I believe, I did see it. They had an imported from England as well show. They did a review of it, and that was kind of interesting on Broadway, or off-Broadway. But they're going to go full tilt musical on this Bridges of Madison County. We'll see if that translates well on a Great White Way. But the film is gorgeous, and, of course, that might be a kind of thing to watch with your loved one. All the movies we're mentioning you can get on DVD, I'm sure, and digital download. However you're watching it now, I'm sure a lot of the cable stations will be having all kinds of Valentine's Day fests over the weekend. Sometimes you're longing for someone. Sometimes they don't know it. They're just the object of your affection. I love this song from Sean Colvin.
Just Day. But in the end, isn't that what Valentine's Day is really all about?
Lots of prize, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility.
Show. Speaking of which, with the title song, Funny Valentine, Elvis Costello. Thank you so much to the hardworking group at TCS, Trudy and Aurora in particular, and Mellowed Headquarters. Thanks for helping us. And thank you for reaching out with your requests, dedications, and comments on the very busy Twitter feed. Always appreciate it. Hey, if you missed this show or want to hear it again or miss any other episodes and want to hear them, go to the Blog Talk Radio site and follow the Amy Beth Arkowe Show. You can also download episodes on iTunes or via my website, amybetharkowe.com. Reach out also at Twitter, at abwrites. And you might want to cozy up and add a little mystery and romance to your weekend. You can download copies of the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series both Killing Time and Dead Silent, available for download today. You can order the paperbacks. You'll have to be delayed like that sheriff in Georgia, but you'll get there. I hope you find yourself warm, safe, and cozy with someone you love this weekend. And if you're sitting on the sidelines, you've kind of gun-shy about getting back into the game, maybe time to take a chance on love. Tony Bennett will send us home. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Please come back and visit us on the AB Bennett Marketing Show. Take care.
Here I go again. I hear the trumpets blow again. I'm all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take the ride again. I'm starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. Now I thought the cards were a frame-up, and I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, we're taking a chance. You better kiss that foot goodbye. I'm on the ball again, riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a stand. I'm taking a stand. I'm taking a stand on love.
Bah! This is just another Hallmark holiday cooked up to sell cards.
Ah, bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you. And so I beg you, let